peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, the third chapter, the 16th verse. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. God was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. In the name of our risen and ascended Lord, dear friends, in his first letter to the church at Corinth, the apostle says of himself and of all his colleagues in the holy ministry, "This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Now, stewards are those who take care of what belongs not to themselves, but to their master. And it therefore goes without saying that they can't do as they please with the things that have been entrusted to their care. As St. Paul goes on to say, "Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful." And so it's the job of the pastors of Christ's church not to think up new and clever thoughts, but to teach and proclaim what has been entrusted to their care, the mysteries of God. Mysteries not in the sense of whodunits, but mysteries in the sense of what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. Holy mysteries the mind can never fully grasp, nor words ever fully express. In writing to his young co-worker Timothy, St. Paul says, "Great indeed is the mystery of our religion. God was manifest in the flesh, taken up in glory." And it is this mystery of God manifested in the flesh, taken up in glory, that we celebrate on this happy festival of the Ascension of our Lord. The mystery that the same Lord Jesus, born of Mary, crucified and risen from the dead, has now in his ascension been lifted up to share in the might and power of God in such a way that as our still human brother, he is mysteriously present to all things, and all things are mysteriously present to him. Truly, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived. This is the mystery we're pointing to when in the Creed, having said that the Lord Jesus has ascended into heaven, we go on to say that he sits at the right hand of the Father. Throughout Holy Scripture, the right hand of God is picture language for God's power. And so we find the psalmist praising God and saying, "His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory." Literally, his almighty power has gotten him the victory. And so when we say that the ascended Lord Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, we're saying that Jesus, who is still our utterly human brother, now mysteriously yet truly shares in God's everywhere present power and might. In the words of the old spiritual, Jesus has got the whole world in his hands. And we can trust those hands because even in ascended glory, those hands still bear the marks of the nails, the marks of love. And what a comfort that should be to know in faith that the hands, so to speak, at the controls of the whole universe and of our little lives are the hands of Jesus, who in heavenly glory remains our fully human brother, who understands all our need, and knowing all our weakness, loves us still. Great indeed is the mystery of our religion. God was manifested in the flesh, taken up in glory. The Lord Jesus ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God. The right hand of God, his power and might are everywhere. And so in sitting at the right hand of the Father, Jesus hasn't left us. He has not been taken from us and is no longer limited to one time or place. He is exalted far beyond all that to be present in every time and place. Present, active, gracious, and saving in all times, in all places. Present with us, with you, with me, even here, even now. Alleluia. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.